This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praises due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Yaqulu Rabbuna jalla wa'ala, shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an that the month of Ramadan, during which the Qur'an was revealed, only month to be mentioned by name in the Quran, and that is because of this very special event that took place, and that is the initial revelation of the Quran took place during the month of Ramadan. What makes this month special is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. And then the Quran tells us about itself. In hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. Indeed, this Qur'an guides people to the best of ways. And the word best here is not superlative, meaning that other ways are also good, but the Qur'an is the best. No, this is like an absolute, the way, the only way is the way of the Qur'an. And this is a beautiful, marvelous, impressive book. So impressive that even the opponents of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his time were impressed by this book. It was said that one time Al-Walid ibn Mughira, every now and then he was like this major opponent of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam living in Mecca, but every now and then he would want to listen to the Quran. And he would say nice things about the Quran. And the other Meccan elites, they became very worried. If Al-Walid converts, it's going to be all doom and gloom. Abu Jahl said, I'll take care of it. He goes to him and he said, by the way, we in Mecca, we are collecting some, you know, raising funds for you. The man was very offended. He said, raising funds for me? Do you know that I am one of the richest, if not the richest individual in Mecca? He said, well, you've been going to Muhammad and we think that you've been, you know, visiting him because you wanted to get some of his charity. And he was so upset. Why would people say that about me? And then he tells him the following. He said, well, you've been saying something nice about the Quran. And listen to this. The man said, by Allah, his book is impressive. Wallahi, inna alayhi lahalawa. Inna a'lahu lamughdiq. Wa inna asfalahu lamu'viq. He said, how can I not? He said, this book is full of sweet and grace. The upper part of it is fruitful. The lower part of it, like a tree, is copious, meaning full of abundance. Wallahi la huwa biqawli al-kuhani wa la biqawli al-shu'ara. By Allah, it's not the words of the sorcerers and it is not the words of the magicians. Impressive book. But today, inshallah, we want to look into this idea of yahdi lillati hiya aqwam, guides people to the best of ways, the way that is best for humanity. See around us, say, what is our world needs most at this point? Some would say, man, our world needs a lot of love. True. Our world needs a lot of rahmah, compassion. True. Our world needs a lot of charity. True. Our world needs a lot of justice. True. Now listen how the Quran speaks about this. Specifically today, given what is happening, how does the Quran address the notion of justice? Five ways. Five beautiful, impressive ways. Number one, justice is an attribute of Allah. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط. Allah bears witness. Allah, whom no other is worthy of worship but Him, Allah bears witness. The angels bear witness. Those who are endowed with knowledge bear witness that Allah stands firmly for justice. That is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah stands for justice. And we've been taught, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, derive your manners from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing that comes to us in the Quran is that this idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself stands up for justice. Second way, then we are told that the reason why Allah sent messengers, sends books like the Quran, like the Torah, like the Gospel, is for the establishment of justice. يقول ربنا جل وعلا لقد أرسلنا رسولنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. We have indeed sent our messengers with clear signs, and along with them we sent the scripture and the scale of right and wrong. What for? لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So that people may establish justice. So that people may establish justice. Why did Allah send, subhanallah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Isa, Musa, all these messengers? لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So that people may uphold justice. And then the Quran gives a clear, direct command to the believers that they ought to stand up for justice. But remember this, my brothers and sisters. See, justice is what we call is an absolute value. It's an absolute virtue. What does that mean? See, with other virtues, there might be, in theory, a time where it's okay not to apply that virtue. For example, it's okay to be, you must be truthful. But there are certain times where telling the truth is not is not necessarily a must. It's okay not to tell the truth. How did the food taste? How do I look? How is this in matters of preference? You may not really believe what you're saying, but for a higher virtue, you may not be as truthful. Of course, the Quran here is not promoting lying. There is a difference between acknowledging and encouraging. We're just acknowledging that. We're not encouraging this type of behavior. But when it comes to justice, it's an absolute value. There is never a time where it's okay not to be just or to be fair. And because we are human beings, we are best tested when we are emotionally invested. And the strongest emotions that we human beings are capable of experiencing is love or hate. So the Quran brilliantly addresses both issues when it comes to the concept of justice. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in two different places in the Quran, Allah tells us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kunu shuhada'a lillahi, kunu qawameena lillahi, shuhada'a bilqisti, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O ye who believe, stand firmly, stand fast for obeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as people who carry out justice. And then listen to this. And do not let your hatred of other people hinder you from rendering justice. Be just, even if it be in favor of your enemy. Wallahi, that is incredible. A book that tells you, you carry out justice because it's an absolute virtue, even if in the carrying of justice, it is going to be in favor of your enemy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do it. اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. And that's why Allah said, stand up for the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ. And then in the other place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, tells us that, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kunu qawwamina bilqist, shuhada'a lillah, walau ala anfusikum, awil walidain, awil aqrabin. O ye who believe, stand firmly for justice, steadfast for obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now you can see the switch, where the Quran now speaks about justice before speaking about standing up, standing steadfast for obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of what follows is وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, even if it be against your own selves, even if it be against your own parents, even if it be against your own relatives, أَنفُسِكُمْ وَالِدَيْنَ أَوِ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, by the way, there is this idea of what we call deceptive compassion. I am going to stand up for the poor person because they're poor. And I'm going to stand up for the rich because they are rich. Because these people are inherently weak and these are inherently... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, that is none of your business. إِنْ يَكُنْ فَقِيرًا أَوْ غَنِيًّا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. Be it that they are... poor or they are rich, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of that. Do not make that your business. And this is a beautiful book. Because in normal circumstances, we are all capable of being fair. We are all capable of being, equality is important to us. But we are most tested when our emotions are involved. And Allah said, despite how strongly you feel, be it love or be it hate, be it your own self, be it your enemy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, unconditionally, you've got to render justice. You know, when people out there nowadays are chanting, no justice, no peace, there is so much truth in that statement. Wallahi, there is a lot of truth in that statement. You cannot expect peace unless you render justice. Sometimes we are wrong in conceptualizing what it is that we want with peace, what is meant by peace, and what is it that we mean by justice, that these concepts are so beautifully clarified in the Quran. For example, the idea of what we mean by peace. If you ask most people, what is peace to you? we would most certainly say that peace is the absence of outer conflict. Absence of outer conflict. There is no war. Oh, subhanAllah, so that's peace? That's all you want? Absence of outer conflict? How about this? How about you have no outer conflicts, but there is a lot of disease? Is this the peace that you want? How about this? There is no outer conflict, but there is a lot of poverty. Is this the peace that you want? And that is why the idea of salam in the Quran says it would be ridiculous to expect outer peace before you've achieved inner peace. And even the way that we go about wanting to achieve the outer peace, even in that, we become erroneous. Listen to this. It was said that one time, Ubad ibn Samit visited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Knocks on the door. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visits Ubad ibn Samit. Knocks on the door and says, "Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi. A'adkhul, a'alij. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi. Do I come in?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and they say Ubada tells his family to hush, and they all whisper, "Wa alaykum as-salam." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot hear. He knocks again, "Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, do I come in?" Again, the entire family, "Wa alaykum as-salam." But the Prophet cannot hear. For the third time, he knocks on the door, "Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi, come in." "Wa alaykum as-salam." And then the Prophet starts walking away. Ubadah opens the door. Said, "Prophet of Allah, by Allah, I heard every greeting that you have mentioned." Then listen to this. He said, "Prophet of Allah, you taught us that to greet a person with assalamu alaikum is a form of dua, it's a form of prayers. Prophet of Allah, you taught us that your prayers are never rejected by Allah, so I wanted you to pray for me and for my family as many times as possible." Imagine Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and tells you, "Assalamu alaikum." What do you say? "One more time, Prophet of Allah, please say it one more time. I want to hear it one more time." Why is that? Because when we come and we greet one another and say, "Assalam, may all your affairs, not just financially, not just health-wise, not just, may all your affairs be in the state of silm." That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in paradise tells us, "Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam." Allah invites people to the abode of salam, where there is nothing missing. The word salam in Arabic means anything that is in the state of wholeness, completeness, no deficiency. So when we say we want salam, this is what comes to mind. And then the most beautiful is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, "Huwa salamul mu'minu," that one of the attributes of Allah is that Allah himself is as-salam subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then comes in this idea of justice. So that's how the Quran speaks about. But what is it? What is it? What do we mean when we say we want justice? Some people say, justice is when we give others every right that we ask for ourselves. That is justice. Al-Farabi, a Muslim theologian, problematic figure, nevertheless, this statement is beautiful that he made. He said justice is the ethics of sharing. What do you mean? He said no good is good if it's only good for you. The goodest of goods, the best of goods are shared goods. What good is my health if everybody around me is not healthy? It further enhances my own health that the people around me be healthy. What good is my freedom if the people around me are not free? It further enhances my own freedom that the people around me are also free. So he says, justice is the ethics of sharing, because the goodest of goods, the best of goods are shared goods. And when people live like this, we would say we are implementing justice in our way in achieving this idea of peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us facilitators for peace and justice, Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah make us of those who render justice even if it be in favor of our enemies. That we render justice even if it means that we stand up against ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding, Ya Rabbal Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بأثاره اقتفى. So our world needs peace, needs justice, and then our world is desperate for compassion and kindness. Compassion and kindness. You know that the most repeated attribute of Allah in the Quran is rahmah. The most repeated attribute of Allah in the Quran is the attribute of compassion and mercy. Reminding of, throughout the Quran, we are reminded of that. You know, towards the end of the year, people will hold the Nobel Prize for Literature. I'm always fascinated by this idea. Who's going to win this year? What did they write? And what happens is when you look into the people that won these literature prizes, they usually they say that because this individual spoke universally. The idea of speaking universally. So for example, the most read poet in the West, that we live in is Jalaluddin Rumi. Never get tired of telling the story. I was at the Unitarian Church giving a presentation about Islam, and prior to the presentation, the choir was singing a very beautiful song. Wallahi, it was a beautiful hymn. Come, come, whoever you are. It was such a beautiful hymn. And I leaned over to the pastor and he said, can I get a copy of this hymn? The pastor hands me the flyer, and it was a piece of poetry, and it was written by Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi. Rumi did not live in the West, but yet he's read in the West. He did not speak English, but most English readers are reading it. He is not Caucasian. He's of a different ethnicity, different geographic location, different religious beliefs, yet he is the most read. Why is that? People say because he spoke universally. What does it mean to speak universally? They say to speak universally is when the human in me speaks to the human in you. Then we are speaking universally. Not internationally, we're speaking universally. The human in me speaks to the human in you. And as such, what is the most common universal language on the earth? The most universal language is compassion. Rahma. See, if you see a young person helping an elderly person cross the street, it doesn't matter what language you speak, what religion you believe in, how old you are, what ethnic background you come from, you know what just took place. An elderly person walks in, you're on the bus, and you get up and you give up your seat, everybody knows what you did. Why? Because you spoke universally. And that is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does Allah say? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Muhammad, we have sent you but as a mercy to mankind. See how beautiful this book is? See how beautiful this book is? How impressive this book is? The book uses what we call, it's so common sense, but sometimes this book needs to be looked at. See, the Quran is an easy book. But easy does not mean effortless. It's easy, but it doesn't mean that it is effortless. And our job is to look into this book. The message in it is already universal message. Because this is what the Quran speaks. It speaks about justice, about peace, about compassion. Our job is to take it and make it relevant. And make it and give it in a language that can actually be understood. And most important, of course, it must be also implemented by those who claim to believe in it. Because as they say, if what you believe in does not impact how you behave, then what you believe in is not important. If what you believe in does not impact how we behave, then what we believe in is not important. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to pray, Allahumma ij'al al-Qur'an rabi'a qulubina. Ya Allah, make this Quran spring of our hearts. The best time of the year. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that's what we want. Allahumma 'allimna minhu ma jahilna. Ya Allah, teach us everything about the Quran that we are ignorant of. Wa dhakkirna minhu ma nusina. and remind us of everything that we have forgotten to implement. وَارْزُقْنَا تِلَاوَتَهُ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي يُرْضِيكَ عَنَّا. Grant us the recitation of the Qur'an, the beginning of the day, the end of the day, in a manner that pleases you, O Allah. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِمَّنْ يُقِيمُ حُرُوفَهُ وَحُدُودَهُ. Ya Allah, make us of those who perfect the recitation of the Qur'an and the implementation of the Qur'an, Ya Rabbil Alameen. If any of us or our loved ones are not feeling well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a speedy recovery. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. If any of our loved ones have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their souls. If any of us or our loved ones have lost the way, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to His way, Ya Rabbil Alameen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم, ولذكر الله أكبر, والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.